The Australian Ballet presents Oscar, a new ballet by Christopher Wheeldon based on the life and writings of Oscar Wilde. Don't miss the world premiere of this powerful production, September 13 to 24 at Melbourne's Regent Theatre. Book now.
This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
That was Jack Rivers, Lie in the Sun. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
It's 6 minutes past eight, and for our first segment of the year with Second Chance Animal Rescue, we are joined by Marissa. Hello, hello.
Good morning, team.
To talk all things pets. Now, I felt like you took a breath and you wanted to start.
I was just going to say sometimes it's not even pets,
no,
though. Because today we want to dive into what happens if you find an animal that maybe would be defined as a stray, but it's not got a collar on. What do you do?
Well, over the holiday period, you do kind of come across more animals and things like that. So what do you do, Marissa?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And you're right, over the holiday period, over Christmas, you do find a lot of animals roaming the street, you know, fireworks, people are home, gates are left open. So many things can happen. There's a lot of cats on the street, you know, a lot of dogs that you'll see roaming that might have gotten out. But yes, you need to first determine, I guess, is it actually lost? So a lot of the time cats are actually outdoor cats. Not everybody keeps their pets indoors.
I've often heard stories of people that have just started looking after someone else's cat and it turns out it's just someone from down the road.
Yes.
And they both think they're looking at, and the cat just gets double feeding.
And then it turns into a big fat cat.
Yeah.
They're like, what's going on?
Yes.
Yes. So is the cat lost? So that's the first thing. And that can be tricky to determine. So I guess, does it look well? Is it all skin and bones, or does it look well fed? Does it look healthy? Is it friendly? What you can, is it wearing a collar? That's a very clear indication that it may be owned.
You know what? And there's people now chip their pets, don't they?
Yes.
But can we figure out where the chip is? Is that something we can know?
So a microchip, most pets have a microchip, but there are a lot of that don't. So a microchip is essentially a little chip that's about the size of a grain of rice, and it's embedded under the skin, generally behind the neck, under the collar. So it needs to be implanted by a veterinarian.
Okay.
And essentially it's a quick injection, and it puts the needle, implants the little chip right under the skin. Sometimes that can travel around the body though. This is one thing. So it doesn't just sit there. So that's the first location that we in the shelter or a pound will check. But we do in clinics, we know to then scan the rest of the body, because with movement and in time, like a splinter, that can move around the body internally.
Could they accidentally like poop it out?
No, it stays under the skin.
Under the skin.
But sometimes they can fall out. Your body can,
reject
like a piercing, it can push it out.
Yeah.
So it can happen. But in most cases, a microchip will stay there for life. And the beauty of a microchip is that your details are on there. So when an animal is found, that's the first thing we would do in a clinic or a pound, is scan that chip, find the details of the owner and call them and say, hey, we found your pet.
Okay, so I'm just imagining how much trouble I sometimes have at the self-service checkout at the supermarket trying to get the barcode to scan on the thing. And if you've got a chip that's potentially travelling around a body, are you just kind
that's of... That's the size of a grain of rice.
Are you kind of just trying to figure out where it is?
Especially with an animal that does not want you to scan. Trust me, it's not easy. They do make scanners on a pole for different animals that you can't touch.
Brilliant.
You know, just in case you do get a very scared animal, a dog or cat. But look, a microchip is definitely the first thing, the most important thing when it comes to if you do lose your pet, that's the best way home.
Yeah.
So ensuring that your pets are microchipped, and then secondly, making sure that those details on the microchip are always up to date.
Mm.
So you contact the microchip providers and update them when you move house, when you change a number. Most people forget about this.
I wouldn't even think of updating.
So a lot of the time we would call people on the microchip, but it's the wrong number.
Oh, wow. You know? Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just always put your mobile number, people. Like, I've never changed my mobile number. I love that when people are like, oh, is this still your number? And I'm like, what do you mean still? Who changes it?
Since I was 18.
Yeah, same. Now, what about before you get to the point of even finding a microchip? So you're walking down the street and you come across an animal. Maybe it's, like, laying under a bush or something. It looks quite scared.
Yeah.
Do you approach? What do you do?
So I guess the main thing is, from my perspective, working in an animal shelter, is we want to keep animals out of the shelter and out of the pound and get animals home. It is harder when they don't have a home, of course. And as a person on the street, you don't know if that animal is owned or not. If the animal looks injured, you need to approach with care. So an injured animal, no matter how friendly they are, if they're in pain, they will bite. So making sure that it is safe to approach is the first thing. If you need help, there are people that you can call, for example, your local vet, the pound, your local council. They will collect an injured animal. So making sure that you do it very carefully. If you can, say there was a cat that looks like it had been hit by a car, if you can gently approach, pop a towel or your jacket over the cat and gently pick it up, bring it straight to your local vet. That's the first step.
So the jacket or something or a towel, that's more to be able to cradle them and pick them up. Because I'm just thinking, especially if it was a day like today with all of that heat, just make sure you're getting something that's not going to compound temperature or anything for the pet.
Absolutely. The quicker you can get an injured animal to the vet, the better. There are 24-hour emergency vets around Melbourne as well. So if it is in the middle of the night, you know, there's no excuse. You can definitely do it. If you don't feel comfortable or safe collecting that animal yourself, you call your local council. They have after-hours rangers who will collect animals as well.
Brilliant. Oh, I love this. That was my concern as well. I was like, but what if it's after 5 o'clock?
Yeah, you can't. Always
the only thing you can find after 5 o'clock when it comes to council are ticketing inspectors for your parking. And they're not going to help with a pet. No.
Stick with us, Marissa. We are going to find out more information about what to do if you find a stray animal and also discuss the pet of the month. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
The perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
The feeling is going on, and so is Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean for your Friday morning.
You know what's blowing my mind is I know it's called The Feeling, but I hear And The Beat Goes On.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's not called, maybe it is The Beat Goes On and the song's The Feeling, but I just thought the title would have been And The Beat Goes On.
There you go.
It's blowing
my
mind.
And The Feeling Goes On.
Me and lyrics.
Well, we are in the studio right now with Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue. We've been talking about what do you do if you find a stray animal. We know to, if you are going to approach one that looks like it might be injured, to be very cautious. If you just find another one, it doesn't have a collar on, looks like it probably does belong to someone, especially if it's a dog, if it looks like it's an escapee.
Yep.
What do you do in that instance?
Yeah,
good question. I guess the first thing is to get the word out. So if you are, say, home and a dog's on the street near your house, I guess it is likely that it's from a neighbouring home. So the first thing I would do would be to, if you can safely contain the dog, maybe to your backyard, put a lead on if it's possible, or just contain that animal safely to an area. Put a post up on your social media page.
I was about to say, your own social media. I see a lot of posts in suburb groups now. A lot of people, it could be a blessing or a curse, have giant social media groups with people from their entire suburb to be informed.
Yeah, so exactly right. On the local community pages, so say, for example, the St Kilda community page, people from the area will post things that are relevant to the local area. So the owner is likely to be in that area and potentially on that page. So that's the first thing, a photo and some information about the animal, and hopefully the word gets out there.
And that's a better idea than taking them off to like a pound or a vet?
Well, if you can get the animal home quicker, that would be ideal. Yeah. So again, we want to keep animals out of shelters and pounds. That is the plan. However, they are there for that reason.
Yeah.
So if you're not able to safely contain the animal, say you've got dogs of your own, you don't know this dog, you know, you don't want to put it in your backyard, or you can't physically hold on to it for the moment, at least contacting your local council to let them know that, hey, I found a dog, a big black and white dog. It's on this street, just in case anybody reports one missing, or maybe you might want to come out and see if you can contain it.
Yeah, well, you are from Second Chance Animal Rescue. At this time of year, you're always in demand, but do we see a bit of an upkeep the number of pets brought to you?
So many. I mean, we're always busy, like you said. We don't take in stray animals because essentially we can't rehome a stray animal because it's like us stealing someone's pet. So they generally go to a pound facility. They're held there for up to 8 days for the process to get them to go through the process so they can find their owners. And then potentially a number of things could happen from there, but from there we rescue them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
they come into
our
care after that. Yeah.
So after 8 days, if someone doesn't get Wow,
it's that quick. I mean, but when you think about it, a pet's like a member of the family. If someone in my family was missing for 8 days, I would be very concerned.
Yes.
You know, like, you know, 8 days, it sounds like not a long time, but actually, yeah, that really is.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of a long time, our pet of the month, Buddy the cat, has been in care for 100 days, over 100 days.
He is the best. He's the best cat in the world and nobody wants him.
Oh, tell us about Buddy.
Oh, Buddy is a big buff head. If he was a person, I'd say he's like a Sylvester Stallone type, you know, Rocky, a little special.
How did Buddy come to Second Chance Animal Rescue?
To be honest, I don't know a lot about his backstory. So whether he was saved from the pound or surrendered to us, I'm not 100% sure, because he's been with us for a long time.
I mean, over 100
he's
days.
He's part of the furniture.
I know. I don't remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday, Dean, let alone his backstory. However, I do know he's about 5 years old. He's a lovely boy. He's cuddly as hell. The one thing I think that is stopping people from falling in love with him is that he has a condition called FIV, which is essentially the same as humans' HIV. So it's not curable. But it can affect his immune system. But in most cases, they live a long, healthy life and there's no issues with that. They just can spread it to other cats through blood-to-blood transfusion. So from
if he gets in a fight,
bites, that sort of thing. But he's so placid. So it's very unlikely. He would just need to be kept indoors. He could live with another cat with FIV or he could be on his own indoors. He's such
Is there medication that helps?
No, Buddy?
No medication?
It's not curable, but he's physically well.
But is able to just live a happy life.
Absolutely.
It
just might mean with a lower immune system that, say, if he gets cat flu or something like that, sometimes the symptoms can linger for a little bit longer.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
I mean, for me, that just would make me happier, because that means it would be a pet that would rather stay indoors with me. Yeah. Is the way that I like. One thing that I think drives me a little, like we were saying earlier, cats are always out roaming the streets. I want a pet that's hanging at home with me.
Yeah, exactly right. And he's just so cuddly. He wants to sit on your couch. Everyone that meets him loves him, but that just seems to be not a sticking point for some people.
All the pictures on the Second Chance Animal Rescue website are
very cute.
So cute. Like, Buddy is a poser. We're going to have to put some up on our social media, because Buddy is so cute and posing.
Yes. Now, I must say, I like the first line of this. It says, Buddy is perfectly named. This little guy is ready to be your best buddy. So if you think that you have what it takes to bring in an animal like Buddy, you should get in touch with Second Chance Animal Rescue.
Absolutely.
For sure.
You can find the details for them through our socials. We're going to put a picture up of Buddy as well. But also, if you know someone with a cat with FIV that could use, you know, another cat to be a friend or whatever, so it's easily for them to be in a space and everything, this is the perfect opportunity to help Buddy find a new home.
Yes.
Yeah, no more 100 days.
No,
we're done. We love him, but he's got to leave the shelter.
Get out of here.
He's really cute. I'm going to have to share pictures. Buddy is gorgeous.
Now, before we let you go, Marissa, not only do we have the pet of the month, we also have a very exciting adoption drive happening.
Yes, so we have a lot of animals in our care right now, so we've decided to hold a small adoption day at our shelter on Saturday. So roughly between 9 and 2, I'm assuming most of them will be adopted by then, so the earlier the better. We've got a lot of puppies looking for homes at the moment too. I don't know why, they just seem to all be here at the moment. Dogs, cats, puppies, kittens. So if you're looking for a puppy in particular, we do have a lot of big breeds, a lot of cute breeds. Feel free to jump on our website to have a look at what we've currently got in care, but there will be some extras. I believe there might even be a very cute litter of border collie pups coming in this morning. I don't know if they will be there on Saturday, but it is possible.
Mm. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, there's numerous locations of Second Chance
Just
Animal Rescue.
The
there's
Just
one?
The one.
Okay, where
so
is that located?
We are at 23 Grasslands Avenue in Craigieburn.
Craigieburn.
Oh, we'll put the details to that, all the details for that up on the Joy Breakfast social media, so you can direct people to it or find it and just go and check out. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can actually jump online and have a look if you have a space and place for these lovely pets.
Who knows? Maybe Buddy could be your next
buddy.
Boyfriend. Which just happens to be the song I'm playing right now by Tegan and Sarah. Thank you so much, Marissa.
Thanks, guys. See you next month.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
The Australian Ballet presents Oscar, a new ballet by Christopher Wheeldon based on the life and writings of Oscar Wilde. Don't miss the world premiere of this powerful production, September 13 to 24 at Melbourne's Regent Theatre. Book now.
This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.